Is condemning the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya, that left three UN staffers dead and several other people wounded. The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. Bintu Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
This horrific attack came at a time when people in Benghazi were preparing for the Eid al-Adha holiday. In an area supposedly under full security control of General Haftar's Libyan National Army Forces.
The Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. Police fired tear gas inside a train station Sunday and in several other Hong Kong neighborhoods where protesters occupied roads in another weekend of anti-government demonstrations. Protesters hurled bricks at officers and ignored warnings to leave before tear gas was deployed. Nearby, protesters wearing gas masks gathered outside a police station as officers wearing their own protective gear looked down at them from a tall wall around the station. Earlier, a large group of mostly young protesters marched down the middle of Hennessy Road, a main shopping drag in the Causeway Bay area, as a rally was held in nearby Victoria Park. At least five people were killed and several injured after a rocket explosion on an Arctic naval test range in Russia. Authorities in Severodvinsk, 46 kilometers away, reported a rise in radiation levels and people were panic buying iodine drops. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Muslim worshippers and Israeli police have clashed at a major Jerusalem holy site during prayers marking the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Adha.